branch of the Christian charity Caritas is involved in aid and development projects in many parts of the world, among them India, Zambia, Congo and Uganda. Its work in Uganda, East Africa spans a decade and involves a broad range of activities. Petra Matulova, Caritas Development Center Director, explains how one form of assistance led to another.
Well, we have started to work in Uganda in 2001, and we started with the so-called child sponsorship program because we saw many children who are uneducated and who don't have any access to education, which is very important. So we decided that we will look for some sponsors in Czech Republic who might be interested to help those children. So that's how we started child sponsorship program. Later on, we saw that education may not be enough if children are literally dying for the sicknesses which are actually curable, like malaria and others. So we said to those sponsors, the money which you are sending, we also would like to spend on the healthcare for those children, and they definitely agreed. But we also saw that we cannot provide to those children like proper healthcare if there is no hospital. So we decided to build a hospital as well. And then later we saw, okay, now we are helping to individual children. We take care of them regarding their health. We try to give them education, also awareness about many sicknesses and like hygiene issues and others. But we had an important question. Is it enough try to develop one child if we leave them in the community which is undeveloped? Do we give them opportunity to actually grow? And the answer, of course, was no, because you cannot just give education to someone and then expect him to do something big in the community which is really, really undeveloped. So that time we established, we call it development fund, which means any sponsor who is actually supporting one child or more of them in Uganda, we take 20% of this amount of money which he sends, and we try to involve all the community in one kind of projects, like agriculture project or making handcrafts, or maybe some other income-generating activities, or we build community halls, so those who are illiterate, they can actually go there and learn how to write and read, and etc.
How were you received by the locals, and, you know, were they suspicious at the start if things got better?
I think the important thing at the very beginning was that we actually started with local people. We didn't come there as those clever white people who know what to do. We came there and we started asking, what do you need and what is the most important thing for your community? And that's how we were establishing our projects. That's how we were arranging them. And I think that this really helped for them to accept the project and moreover to be part of it.
You're just back from Uganda. Did you visit the hospital and how are things going there?
I visited the hospital and I was so pleased to visit it and to see it. It was amazing because I remember we started building in 2006. I remember when I saw this field, there was nothing. We started bringing bricks and it all looked like, oh my God, it's so far away, we can never reach it. And now you come there and you see that there are actually departments with doctors. They are nurses who know what to do. We have a ward for adults, we have ward for children, we have two theaters for surgery, we do caesareans, which is very important in Uganda, and we also have HIV clinic, we have dentist now from like last week we started, which is perfect there, because like Ugandans, they seem to have a very nice teeth because they are white, but they actually have common problems as we know them, so the dentist is very important. And we also have like infection unit, and I think everything is working so well. And what I see is very important, this hospital is not a humanitarian project, it's a development project. Therefore, we really pay attention to the prevention and we try to do awareness as much as possible, because we believe that it's better to explain them how to avoid the sickness than just cure it. I know it sounds really obvious, but for me this is a very important part of project which sometimes donors are not so interested to hear it. They more want to hear like how many lives we saved, which is also very important, but also to know how many people we like educated in the case of TBC or malaria or yellow fever or others, how to avoid it, how to prevent the sickness. I think this is also very important. And there are hundreds of them, which I'm really proud of.
What about the long distance adoption program? How is that going?
Well, to be honest, during the economic crisis, we could say that the number of sponsors is not growing. And when we talk about the crisis in Europe, it always means then in a third world, like Africa or Asia, it has even worse impact than here. So we were actually really worried what is going to happen. We were like, okay, now the number of sponsors is not growing, is the same, which is still good, but is it going to change? Do we have to do something about it? So as a every organization, we had to come out with like a crisis management or something. So we decided that we will more offer possibility to support someone only for short time. Because when someone starts with the child, when he's or she is in primary school, this program seems like it's for another 10 years, which maybe, and it is, big responsibility for someone. And I'm most grateful to those who decide to do it. But there are also some people who would like to help, but they are just not sure whether they are actually able to give this promise for so many years. So we offer them that there is also possibility to support someone maybe for 1 year or 2 years, to maybe a girl who is studying tailoring or something. And with this 2 years program, you can give her education, and afterwards she will receive sewing machine and she can actually do something for her for the future. And we also offer like payment monthly, not only per year. So per month it really makes like 200 crowns. So I believe it's not too much. And also people can get together and support someone in the groups, which we also support. That it's a good idea. It's better than nothing. So those are the options.
You spent a fortnight there. Was there any incident that stuck in your mind, anything that you remember very strongly?
Well, many situations, and sometimes I even think like I've forgotten them, and then something is reminding me of it, and I know many experiences are really deep in me, and I'm really proud of that, and I still, like, in my mind is still working with it. I remember students who finished their studies, and they came and they brought me like their diploma work. And they said, see, now I am master of something. And I was, that's so great. And he said, and I brought this for you. It was the diploma work. And I was really, really touched. And I opened it. And there was like, you always say, you thank to this person who was guiding you, like your teacher, professor, whatever. And there was also, I thank to this, and there was like Jan from Vyškov, Brna, or something. And he said, I know that my professor was guiding me so well, and that my parents were praying for me. But without this person from Czech, I could never actually got a chance even to buy a paper to write this work. So I am really, really grateful, and I dedicate this work to him. And that was really important moment for me, and I believe that there are going to be more students like this.
You got involved in this as a volunteer a few years ago. How was it for you to first go to Uganda as a European, a young woman? Was it a big shock, and did it change your priorities?
I think I was trying to be prepared more than it was actually needed. Like, you know, it was my first time to go to Africa. And you hear many stories, you see many movies, and you read a lot. So I think I was more afraid than I should be. So I was really prepared almost for anything, I think. I had a cure for almost everything. I had injections in case I go to hospital and there are none. So I think I was somehow worried, but also really looking forward. When I came there, I lived in the village, and it was just amazing. You got close to the people, you can actually chat with them, you listen to them, you find out what is life in Uganda about. And I started as a volunteer as a teacher, which was great, because I got very close to the children and those young ones and those growing up, and I could ask them like what Uganda needs, what do they need, and what are their plans, what is their goal, and how is the life, and what are their habits and everything. And later on, when I came back to Uganda, I came as a project manager, which was job quite more responsible and also very administrative. And I know that without this experience as a volunteer, I would never know the community, and I would not understand them properly. So I thought I am prepared for everything, but I was not prepared for experience, like, which will make me feel like I have second home somewhere in Equator.
I know you have a lot of photographs here, to give the public an idea of how things work when they help. I don't know if you've made any films, but is there any kind of message that you feel is important to convey to people here about life in Uganda when you're asking them to help?
This is a difficult task. It's like when they tell you that if you are in the elevator with Bill Gates and he can give you $1 million for your project, what would you tell him in 1 minute? So this is very difficult. Many things I would like to say, but I think from my point of view, the most important thing is to stay informed. Don't close your eyes about what is happening in the world. I am always proud of Czech Republic when I see how much money was collected for any kind of problem like tsunami or the problem in Haiti. We may not feel like we are a rich country, but we actually are comparing to Africa. And when you decide that you want to help someone, I think it's a very, very important decision. And also, for me, it was very important to see how Ugandans are grateful for anything they have. In Czech Republic, when I meet someone, I ask them, how are you? And they say, no, at work, this boss not good, money not good, you know, everything, prices are growing, and, you know, how are you? And then I feel like, as well as you, what should I say? But in Uganda, anytime I met someone, they were like, yeah, fine, and how is your family? And, like, the values were somewhere else, and they complain, of course, everybody complains, but when I see what they live with and how they can manage, and they are still happy, they can enjoy every single day, so why shouldn't we?